New Hampshire has fewer charter schools than most states. This school year, there are only 29 of them statewide. But that could change. Over the next 5 years, the state wants to nearly double this number with money it got from the federal government. Tomorrow, the Joint Legislative Fiscal Committee will vote on whether to approve these funds for the next 2 years, as well as two new positions at the Department of Education. NHPR's Sarah Ernst takes a closer look at the challenges ahead as the state works to expand charter schools.
It's the first day of the very first year at Spark Academy Charter School in Manchester. It's around 8 o'clock in the morning, and the welcome crew is greeting a fleet of ninth graders and some teary-eyed parents on their first day of high school.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you here for Spark Academy?
Yes.
Up the stairs.
Okay.
And then take a left.
Spark is located on the campus of Manchester Community College. The high school is focused on advanced manufacturing, and it's the only charter school to open this year. Dennis Mayu is one of the co-founders of Spark Academy. He and his staff spent the whole summer building this school, ordering supplies, attracting new students, and developing the curriculum. He says it wouldn't have been possible without key support. An education foundation helped with startup funds, and the community college is collaborating and sharing equipment.
The school, by its very nature, could not exist anywhere else.
The first charter school in New Hampshire opened in 2004 after the passage of a state law. What distinguishes charter schools from traditional public schools is that they're publicly funded but privately operated. They can be started by anybody with an idea or a partnership. That idea is then approved or rejected by the State Board of Education, the body that both oversees charter schools and allocates their state funding. And these kinds of schools can range dramatically.
Everyone is different. So we have some schools that are STEM-focused, some schools that are arts-focused. We have some schools that are very sort of new agey. So there's a whole range of options.
That's Drew Klein, the chair of the State Board of Education. He's a supporter of charter schools and has reviewed many of them over the years. He agrees with advocates who say that they can offer more options for students with specific needs, interests, or learning styles. And over the next 5 years, the state hopes to rapidly expand these options. In August, the New Hampshire Department of Education was awarded $46 million over 5 years to create 27 new charter schools. The state says they'll be focusing on traditionally underserved students. Much of the funding is for one-time startup costs, like laptops, school supplies, and textbooks, among other things. And it'll also help pay for two new positions at the DOE that will be focused on charter schools. Klein says that will help the state provide more support for what even charter school advocates agree is an uphill battle.
Opening a charter school is not easy, especially in New Hampshire where we're, you know, frankly, we're underfunded. It is very difficult. On average, it takes about 1 to 2 years to open a charter school.
Matt Southerton is the president of the New Hampshire Alliance for Public Charter Schools, a pro-charter school nonprofit. He thinks the grant will help charter schools grapple with the toughest challenges of starting a school, which are often getting enough students, finding an affordable space, and raising enough money.
Fundraising is definitely a very important piece of, at least in charter schools in New Hampshire. I would say that probably, on average, they're going to have to raise probably at least 20-30% of their funding from outside donations.
After a charter is approved and a school opens, charter schools enter what some consider the three most difficult years. Capital City Charter School in Concord is in that early trial stage. The middle/high school, which focuses on service learning, opened its doors in 2018. Right now, the school is leasing space out of the Steeplegate Mall. In what used to be a Bonbon department store, the staff has converted old display racks into library bookshelves. And what was once a dressing room is now a quiet room for students. Stephanie Alisea is the principal of Capital City Charter.
You know, we have lots of space that's fluid and movable and writable and fun, I hope.
Alisea says one struggle has been with money.
We do the same thing as every other public school does. We do it on less of a budget. That's really what it comes down to.
That's true, depending on how you look at it. Charter schools typically get more state money per pupil than traditional public schools, but they don't get as much in local property taxes, which means that outside fundraising can make or break a charter school. The state's hope is that the new federal grant will lighten this load. The state's efforts to rapidly expand charter schools does have some critics nervous. Representative Mary Heath is a Democrat in the House who used to work in the Department of Education. She's concerned that the expansion might negatively impact traditional public schools in the state that are already struggling.
20 charters, additional charters, is a lot for the state of New Hampshire. We're a small state.
And on top of that, our enrollment across the state has been declining. We have very few public schools now that have increasing enrollment.
Lawmakers on the fiscal committee will vote on whether to approve the federal funds tomorrow. And some, particularly those concerned with protecting public education, are likely to scrutinize the state's plan. Some are worried about how the state and local taxpayers will pay for the new schools, especially when the federal money dries up in 5 years. Others doubt that the state can meet its stated goal of serving educationally disadvantaged students. But Drew Klein, chair of the state board, has faith in the project.
The grant is very exciting.
He believes the federal grant has the capacity to make charter schools better by sharing best practices and giving charter schools more support from the state. And he says the state board is planning to amend some of the rules for existing and new charters.
We're going back and taking a look at those rules and seeing how the rules can be more accommodating while also holding charter schools more accountable. So it's a process that we've already started. We don't have any outcomes yet.
If lawmakers approve the funds tomorrow, the grant will then move to the Executive Council for approval. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Ernst.